Well, good morning. Welcome to today's Talk of the Town program, a daily feature that airs Monday through Friday mornings at 8:30 here at Kiowa FM. I'm your usual host, L.A., in for Tom Traver on this Wednesday, and each day we talk about one of our friends and neighbors from the Kiowa listening area to find out what's going on in our little corner of the world. Talk of the Town brought to you today by Citizens State Bank in Sheldon and Boyden, a real community bank, by Northwest Iowa Community College, where your success is our story, by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon, by State Farm Insurance, agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there, by Sanford Sheldon, by the train station in Alton, and the train station 2 in Sheldon, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by Maintainer Corporation in Sheldon. Our guest this morning, Sheldon Public Library Director Nicole Weber, and we'll talk about the library in Sheldon right after this.
Maintainer Corporation, where you are more than just an employee. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? The Maintainer team does more than just craft premium service trucks. They build careers. Would you like to work in a state-of-the-art facility with the latest equipment? Maintainer is for you. They will train you and are in the process of remodeling and building the best training facility to help you proceed in your career. Benefits are the best in the area. You get competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision insurance, a free cell phone, and that's just a start. For a complete description, go to maintainer.com and apply today.
Start at NCC for a year or two, then transfer when you're ready. You've probably heard the frustrating stories of credits not transferring to another college. NCC has agreements with numerous four-year colleges and universities. This means you have a specific path for your education. You're not wasting time, energy, or money, and you can explore your options and figure things out. Most of all, you can have peace of mind knowing ahead of time what will transfer. At NCC, your success is our story.
Citizens State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden is proud to offer their free mobile banking app, CSB for You. Visit the App Store on your iPhone or Android and download the free CSB for You mobile app today. You can even nickname your accounts in order to make it easier for you to keep them all straight. Citizens State Bank's convenient mobile app, now including mobile deposit and bill pay. CSB for You is offered by Citizens State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden, a real community bank and member FDIC.
And we are back on Talk of the Town. It's our Wednesday edition, and today talking with Sheldon Public Library Director Nicole Weber. First of all, good morning. Welcome to the airwaves.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You are welcome. I know on a pretty regular basis we talk about activities at Sheldon Public Library throughout the course of the day here at Kiowa FM, but today I figured we'd have a chance to take a little bit of a deeper dive. So that's kind of what we're looking at, and as time allows, we'll get into some other things as well. But I guess a starting point for me would be the website, a great website for anybody to check out and see what's available at the library.
Yeah, we have lots of information on our website, including programs. We do have some online resources, too. I'm not sure how many people realize we recently had our newspapers digitized. So you can go on there and look through our newspapers, the Sheldon Mail Sun, the Northwest Iowa Review, and a lot of other things like that. We also have some job now resources and some homework help.
And you think of maybe social media stepping into that area, but not necessarily stepping on your toes. The library is still going strong.
It sure is. We have lots of books. We do have ebooks as well. You know, those are becoming more popular. But a lot of people are still wanting print, just kind of getting away from that screen time because everybody spends a lot of time on their computers all day. So they're really enjoying checking out books. And in fact, our circulation has really been going up. So,
well, a certain nostalgia maybe with that, or just, I guess, listeners of a certain age, there's, to me, being part of that older demographic, there's just something about having that book in your hand.
I think people really like that, and it's amazing how many people come in and just enjoy the smell of the library.
That's what I was going to say.
The book smell, yeah. So, and I think even younger people are enjoying the books too, because again, they're just wanting to get away from all the screen time. So we're kind of seeing a resurgence in the books again. For a while, people were going a little bit more with the ebooks, but the younger people are kind of coming back to books again.
And a little bit more about the website, also some pictures as to what the library looks like. But I would have to say the best way to see what the library looks like is just to stop by and see it.
Yeah, we do have a virtual tour in case you are a little afraid to go into the library. I didn't know that was the thing, but apparently it is. But you can kind of see a little preview of what the library looks like. We did renovate a few years ago, so if you haven't been in the library recently, I think you'll see a pretty big change.
Yeah, just a great resource for all ages. Absolutely. And a number of programs run through the library, and again, we talk about them on a pretty regular basis here at Kiowa FM. We're coming up tomorrow, Mahjong from 1:30 to 3:30. Did I say that right?
That, I think, is pretty close.
And what do that involve?
Well, we have a group that comes in, and it's a Chinese tile game. So if that sounds interesting, beginners are welcome. And they come in to our study room and play for a couple of hours. We provide the game, so you don't really need to bring anything other than yourself.
And kind of a side note there, I may be walking into something that I may wish I hadn't, but it seems as though I read or saw that it's good for memory.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I hate to say, especially as people get older, but...
That's why I was hesitant. If it wasn't involving memory, that wouldn't be such a good thing to bring up, but it is.
Yeah, especially, you know, as you get older. But I think really for anybody, you know, it's good to keep your memory. So
yeah, definitely. Described as
it's also a strategy game, so it keeps you really involved with that as well.
Yeah, very good to keep memory sharp. So Mahjong, that's 1:30 to 3:30 coming up tomorrow, and that is each Thursday, right?
That's correct, yes. And again, that's in the study room. You don't need to sign up or anything. Just show up.
Yeah, then we get to the next regular event. That would be Lego Saturdays. And that happens from 10:30 in the morning to 1:30 in the afternoon on Saturdays. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, that's just a fun program. We set Legos out. And so anybody, any age is welcome to come in and play with Legos. So we have anywhere from, you know, young ones to older people who come in and can play with Legos. We do have the oversized Legos for more of the toddler age. And then we put out a weekly challenge, but you can pretty much build anything you want. And of course, our tag for that is, we've got the Legos, you bring the imagination. So that's all that is. And again, you don't need to sign up or anything. We just put the Legos out and you're welcome to come in.
And some amazing things can be done. I mean, we're talking as far as 3D sculpture with Legos.
Oh, yeah. You should see some of the things if you go out to our Facebook page that people have made with the Legos.
And normally on Monday is game night. Tell me a little bit about that.
Oh, yes. Again, that's for all ages. We do have board games, or you're welcome to bring your own in. We provide snacks. That usually goes for a couple hours as well. Families are, of course, welcome to come as well. And, you know, it's just another time to get away from that screen time and have some bonding and do some other things besides, you know, being on your computer or watching TV.
And what can be considered kind of a family time, really, that's toddler time, and that happens on Tuesdays from 10:30 to noon. And there's quite a bit going on there.
Oh, goodness. That is a very popular program. We just had 50 people in with toddler time yesterday, so we're getting a little cramped in our room. And I usually do the middle school programs. I did toddler time last week, so that was quite an experience for me. So thank goodness Miss Annie is there to do toddler time. I think everybody was pretty happy to have her back this week. So, but we do stories with that, a lot of singing and actions, and that's a great way just to start preparing your kids for kindergarten and doing some early literacy skills, learning colors, and just lots of learning activities, and it's a busy time for that age group.
Well, that's a great program by the library, because it's a great reflection on the library, because that kind of turnout means it's a really valuable program.
It is. It's really great, and, you know, especially kind of reflecting the city's logo of Families First. So.
And then next Wednesday, as far as the list of more rapidly upcoming events, that would be Makerspace. That'll be on the 9th, and that is on a Wednesday, a week from today. That'll run from 2:45 to 3:45 in the afternoon. And what is Makerspace all about? That's another regular feature.
Makerspace, we have a theme, it looks like, this month of haunted houses. And Makerspace is just a time for kids to kind of come in and use their creativity, a lot of their engineering and math skills to build things. If you come in, it looks like they're playing with cardboard boxes. But really, they're using a lot of their math, like I said, their math skills, imagination, and kind of building their own creations. So that's a very popular program as well. The kids get out early on Wednesdays, as a lot of people know, so they're kind of bugging us every Wednesday wanting to know if it's Makerspace Day.
That's kind of cool. To me, that's kind of what the library is all about. I don't know if I want to use the phrase go wild, but it's, you know, to an extent, let your imagination go wild.
Right, right. Yeah, that's part of our mission statement is lifelong learning. And, you know, that starts at a young age. So instilling that value.
Well, we're going to take a quick time out. We'll come back, talk much more. Topic of conversation this morning, the Sheldon Public Library. And we're fortunate enough to be in studio with Sheldon Public Library Director Nicole Weber. We'll be right back on Talk of the Town here at Kiowa FM.
The train station 2 has arrived in Sheldon, docked and happy to serve with fine daily specials. Enjoy some incredible foods and some delicious appetizers any day of the week. 3 p.m. to close and 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Sundays. Enjoyable, wonderful food creations off a generous menu and amazing atmosphere. Board the train at the train station 2 in Sheldon. Make a quick stop by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop on Sheldon's East Side in the Crossroads Edition. You will experience a shop with hard-to-find liquors, wines, plus incredible items to naturally reduce pain and anxiety. Starting in September, the first Thursday of the month is wine tasting from your favorite local wineries, and the first Friday of the month will be bourbon and vodka samplings. And as always, they offer price match on all products also. Stop in and enjoy the experience at Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop.
We are back on Talk of the Town this morning, talking with Sheldon Public Library Director Nicole Weber about happenings at the library. We had an opportunity to go through some of the recurring programs that are a regular part of things that go on at the library, but you do have some special events. Let's talk about those.
Yeah, one of the programs that we are having is our Fire Station Story Time. That's going to be next Tuesday at 1:30. And obviously, just like it sounds, we're going to be visiting the fire station. So that is open to all ages. That might be something especially for those toddlers who want to come check out the fire engines. And homeschoolers might also be interested in that. We will be meeting at the library and then walking over to the fire station. We're doing that also as part of the Fire Safety Week.
All right. Other activities coming up, special events.
Yeah, we're having fall crafts on, it looks like, October 23rd, and that's going to be for kindergarten through fifth graders. We are asking people to register for this program just so we're able to have enough crafts and supplies for people. So Annie's planning on doing several different types of crafts, including fall crafts, Halloween crafts, and Day of the Dead.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Halloween always
I was asking her about that. I'm like, I don't know too much about that. So
it's a chance for one and all to find out.
Yep. And we are, of course, doing trick-or-treating. For those of you who have trick-or-treated at the library before, you'll know that we do not have candy, but we provide other toys and different things like that for anybody who might have food allergies or just want to stay away from the treats or have a little bit of a different treat.
Excellent. And I use the word process because I can't think of a better one. Process, maybe not the right, makes it sound difficult, but obtaining a library card. How does that work now?
Yeah, so we ask that people provide two different forms of identification. One would just be like a driver's license or something with a picture ID. And then another thing would be like maybe a piece of mail or your car registration. So even a piece of junk mail would work.
Okay, so one official and one just kind of...
Right.
Just kind of prove who you are.
Yep, and then you can get a library card beginning in kindergarten.
Okay. And is that a lifetime type thing, or what are we talking about?
So what we do is we renew it every 2 years. We just like to kind of check in with you and make sure that your address and whatnot hasn't changed.
All right. And the negative side of things for those fans of Seinfeld... Apparently not a fan of Seinfeld.
Oh, we do not have library fines.
Okay, that's what I was getting to. I was going to ask off air if you were a Seinfeld fan.
The only thing we have fines on is our Wi-Fi hotspots.
Okay. Oh, tell me about that.
Yeah, we do have hotspots that you're able to check out. We ask that you have a library card for at least 30 days, and it's in good standing before you check those out. The hotspots are able to be checked out for 2 weeks at a time and renewed once. So those are great things if you're going out of town or if you don't have internet at home, you could borrow.
Another great option. The video side of things, is that still a thing or is that
it
changing?
It is. Yeah, and actually our video checkouts have gone up because a lot of people are... noticing the price increase in streaming.
Yeah.
So we do have DVDs that are available for checkout. The children's DVDs are in the children's area and the adult in the adult area. So that's a little change up. They used to kind of all be mixed in together. So we've separated them so it's a little easier to find.
Another great option, another great service. A lot of things offered by the library. Encourage one and all if you haven't been to the library for a while. Stop by and check things out. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, we have a lot of programs going on, and as you can see, it's everywhere from, you know, small children, toddlers, through adults with our Mahjong. So lots of different things. We also do have, of course, being a library, a book club that meets, and we usually meet, I believe it's on the third Monday of each month.
Okay. As we get set to wrap things up for today, a lot of information shared and a lot of great resources at the Sheldon Public Library. I'll give you the floor. Anything we didn't get to that you'd like to bring
sure.
to everybody's attention?
The other thing that we're doing right now is we're helping to celebrate Smokey the Bear's 80th birthday. So we're having a little reading challenge with his birthday. You can sign up at the library, or you can sign up for those of you who have done our summer reading program on the Beanstack app. And it's actually more of a challenge of doing activities than actually reading. So and then you do have a chance to win a gift basket with that.
Pretty cool. More information available at the Sheldon Public Library. Again, thanks for stopping by.
Okay, well, thank you for having me.
Talking this morning with Sheldon Public Library Director Nicole Weber about events and activities and things available at the Sheldon Public Library, of which there are many. And a good way to find out about those things, The website, sheldon.lib.ia.us, for full information. And also, don't be afraid to stop by the library and face-to-face, you can get full information on what is available at the library.
Nicholas Keene and his dedicated staff at State Farm Insurance in Sheldon are prepared to protect you, your family, and your property with life, health, auto, home, and business casualty coverage that fits and affordable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Visit Nick and staff at 101 North Runger in Crossroads Edition in Sheldon.
When you need care, you want to know it's close to where you live, work, and play. That's why at Sanford Health, we're committed to providing you with the care you need right where you call home. We offer a full range of services in Sheldon, and it's always easy to make an appointment with walk-in care and extended hours that fit your schedule. We're open until 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. on Fridays, and from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. Find a provider at sanfordhealth.org.
Corner Discount in Sheldon, located at the corner of 9th Street and Old 60, offers retail merchandise over stock pallets from Sam's Club, Target, Amazon, food and drink distributors throughout the store. Store hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. These items are from 30 to 70% off retail in-store prices. So you can stop, shop, and save at Corner Discount in Sheldon.
Our guest this morning on Talk of the Town, Sheldon Public Library Director Nicole Weber. L.A. in for Tom. Tom, due back in tomorrow morning for our Thursday edition of Talk of the Town. Talk of the Town brought to you today by Citizen State Bank in Sheldon and Boyden, a real community bank, by Northwest Iowa Community College, where your success is our story, by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon, by State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. By Sanford Sheldon, by the train station in Alton and train station 2 in Sheldon. Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by Maintainer Corporation in Sheldon. Talk of the Town comes your way Monday through Friday at 8:30 here at Kiowa FM.